Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Time for the Vibe Check this beautiful Thursday morning. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... on those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800.
You know what I think when I do that is, like, I am the modern day rooster call to wake everybody up.
Yeah, that checks.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Just makes sense. It feels right. But vibes are high.
Through the roof. Tomorrow's Friday already. Man, it's been a week. It's been a week. How's it been for you guys? Text us in, call 585-252-9800. I know some of our friends this morning are ringing that dingy ding ding.
Yep, ring that ding a ding ding. Who is here to share their vibes? Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven.
Heyo!
Vibes are up since we had 2 days of a nice temperature in a row. Feel like we got robbed of spring. Love you guys so much. Have a great day. We did. We did get robbed of spring. That is correct.
All right. Let's focus on what's ahead of us, not behind us.
Well, what's ahead of us is rain. So, scattered showers all day.
No. Love no, it's only 40%. Come on. Let's be positive here. It's going to be an outstanding day, you guys.
Starts at 2.
Okay. Thank you, Breeze.
I'm watching the radar as we speak.
Who's here? Who else is here?
We have Katie here. She's weighing in. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm excited tomorrow because I will be going to the happy hour on the High Falls Bridge to see you guys. Can't wait to come meet you IRL.
Oh, can't wait to come meet you too. Come through. Rochester Cocktail Revival.
So excited. So excited.
I missed it. It's the one event I wanted to go to yesterday was at the George Eastman House. All my friends were there. I didn't know that was happening.
You're literally the voice of Rochester Cocktail Revival. He goes, I didn't even know what was happening.
But there's so many events, it's hard to keep track of every single night.
I know. You gotta look at that schedule. You gotta keep it
so
close to you.
Bummed. I think it was a Great Gatsby theme.
Mm. You know, yeah, I mean, Hunter was in a, I don't know, convertible or something.
Yeah, our friend Hunter. I think it was Gatsby's theme. Everybody looked really nice yesterday. I was like, oh, I promised myself last year I was going to go this year. And it was last night.
Yeah, you missed it. Not you kicking yourself. Okay, my vibes are high just because first time in the water yesterday of the season, it was a scorcher. It was a hot one. And I didn't even care that the water was like 50 degrees. I went for it.
No, it's
I went down the slide.
Probably so refreshing. What'd you rent? Pontoon?
Pontoon with a slide.
Pontoon with a slide.
Double decker.
Oh, you went for the big daddy boat.
Double decker. Yeah. It was great. We had a great time. Got dinner, brought it out there, went down the slide, hung out.
Oh, you had dinner on the actual
thing. I will say, yeah. The only thing I will say is the bugs were horrid. Like this time of year, the bugs are like unbearable a little bit. Because you can't stay in one place because they all kind of swarm to you.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We had a great time.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I got my niece's play tonight. She's very excited, very adamant about me being there. Of course, I'm going to go see her. I just don't know what the play is. I don't know what she's doing.
We're not
but
sure.
It's a big deal because she has lines.
Oh, she's going to crush.
And she's never before had to stand on stage and deliver lines. She's danced. But last year she did Frozen. But this year, I don't know what it is. I texted my mom last night. I was like, there's a play tomorrow night, right? Am I getting that right? She goes, yeah, I hope you're there. I go, yeah, I know. I'll be there.
Well, yikers.
It was between my niece's play or a happy hour and dinner with friends. You know, it's about priorities, you guys. You got to sacrifice.
Or Benson Boone, but I mean.
Or Benson Boone. Yeah, oh, that was, God, Benson Boone tonight.
Just been promoting it for three months.
Talking about it for 3 whole months,
just
giving away tickets.
Dairy Queen, but that's fine.
Anyone going to Benson Boone
because
tonight?
I had nothing on the schedule except for happy hour with friends and the dance recital. I'm like, you would have been talking about this one thing.
All right. I'm so glad the vibes are up this morning, you guys. Thanks for tuning in here. Coming up on the show, we got to talk about this. It's going to be a busy weekend. Huge day tomorrow in the 585. We'll talk about the 48th annual Canal Days Festival. And this got me thinking about something from my childhood. Very nostalgic. Breezy, I know you grew up in Canandaigua, which is far away from Greece. But any of you remember the Greece Carnival that they used to do in the parking lot, like Macy's and Sears? Remember that dangerous carnival?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
Come on. Everyone was 12 and smoking a cigarette.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait to tell you guys about it. But most importantly, we'll get into Canal Days and what's happening with the duck race. Coming up next on the show. Oh, so much to talk about.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Thursday. It is a huge day tomorrow in the 585. The 48th annual Canal Days Festival is set to kick off this Friday at 4:30 p.m. in Fairport.
Tomorrow!
We're talking 250,000 people attending Canal Days each weekend. And the festival also supports, as you know, I mean, a ton of local causes. Last year, the festival donated $22,000 to Fairport High School for a new audio system in its theater. Not sure if they used it yet, but I'm sure they have. For me, though, Canal Days has always been about the henna tattoos and the funnel cakes. It's always those top two things on my list.
Always. Gotta get that fried dough.
I mean, the festival is so huge when it comes to helping out with local businesses, but tickets for nighttime festivals, those are all available at the door. You don't need tickets for any of the daytime events happening. But don't forget about the duck race. They do it every year, you guys.
So important.
PETA must not have a problem with it because it's been going on for quite some time.
Absolutely.
It's adorable. Anyways, one of the things growing up that this Canal Days used to remind me of, I used to look forward to this as a kid growing up. It was the Grease Ridge Mall Carnival. They would have a bunch of carnies come in. Set up in the Sears parking lot.
With their rides that are like falling apart at the seams.
Yeah, set up a bunch of dilapidated rides that were sure to kill you.
Yes.
The dude running the Ferris wheel would always make you feel comfortable in riding, even though there was always a couple of screws missing.
Yeah, it's like shaking.
But I remember like just teenagers walking around smoking, wearing baggy jeans, and they look so cool. It's just very nostalgic. And I think they stopped doing it for a while after some kid was thrown from the tilt-a-wheel, almost died. But it's the price you pay.
Oh, God.
You don't have to worry about that at Fairport Canal Days.
No, not at all.
You guys enjoy those duck races.
They're going to crush it.
Greece was a little bit more hardcore.
It's a little different on the east side.
It really is. Yes, of course. But that's
it builds character.
It does. It's kicking off tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. And of course, hopefully there's no issues with the bridge.
Oh, there's definitely going to be issues with the bridge. It's going to take you at least like 3 hours to get there. So leave it too.
Coming up on the show, it's going to be a lot happening this weekend with Canal Days and then Rochester Cocktail Revival.
I'm also hosting
Oh, Saturday.
Yes. Are you coming?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I know it's a boxing thing,
yeah.
Which I don't do.
Right. Me neither.
But that's the only thing you're doing?
So I'm hosting a event for Willow Domestic Violence Center down in Brighton. Saturday afternoon at 12:30 at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness, and it's a hot boxing class, so it's like an infrared room. It's $25 and all the proceeds go back to Willow. So
where do you get your gloves? I gotta buy boxing gloves?
I don't think so.
You just show up.
I think they have them or you're just I don't know.
Free for all.
Free for yeah. So are you coming?
I think I should come and support.
You have to come and support. And anybody else, too. If you have any questions, you can DM me at Breezy on Air and we can get you all set up. But I'm very excited for that event and I need more people to come.
Yeah.
Come through.
The Willow Domestic Violence
Center. It's a benefit for them and it'll be down in Brighton at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness. And you can get your tickets at Eventbrite. So come through.
Come through. After I do this to my body, you guys, and I look in the mirror, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel cool.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad boy. And some people may take issue with it, but guess what? It's not their body. Right. Someone recently shared with me in this room that I just proved to myself I'm afraid of commitment. But I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it.
It couldn't be more it.
I'll share with you what it is. Plus, I'll tell you how you can look cool as well. All coming up next on PXY.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So for the last year, you guys, I've been talking about wanting to get a tattoo. Yes, I've been hesitant. Because
I would argue the last, 2.5 years.
Maybe even before that.
Yeah.
Before I knew you. It's just, it's, I'm hesitant because obviously a tattoo's for life. It's a big commitment. Well, I want you all to know your boy pulled the trigger and I went out and got three this week. I was nervous, but I'm very happy how they came out. So
I know, I'm peeing. No, you look like white trash. Respectfully, of course. Oh, respectfully, God. Of course.
I do not. I look cool.
Can I just
wait. I look cool.
Okay. If you say it loud enough, it might come true. Please put your arm up for me. Not the Band-Aid cassette tape and what pizza. Yes.
My personality.
Those look like you got them out of the back of a van, if I'm being honest.
Well, I wasn't really happy how the cassette tape came out because it smeared a little bit, but it will be gone in like a week and a half.
I could have done it better with a stick and poke, if I'm being honest. But here's the thing, guys. Our friend Moose, we love him dearly, but he is a commitment phobe of women, of tattoos, of being in one place for long enough. And
it's not that don't think it's I have a problem with commitment. It's just that like I like trying new things. I like variety. It's you know what I mean? Like right. I change up my breakfast each morning. I don't eat the same thing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You're not committed to, you know, an eggs Benedict by any means.
No, sometimes I like an omelet.
No one's saying you have to though. With the price of eggs these days, there's no point. But I think it's, dare I say, quite sad, the situation that you're in right now, because you got three new tats. They look horrid, if I'm being honest.
I don't understand why you don't like them. And, listen, guys, I don't know if you're familiar with Inkbox.
No one is.
I have a subscription.
Because badass people, regular people, they just go get tatted.
And I do. I want to be that guy. Right. But here's the thing. The reason why I get these and they disappear in 2 weeks, it's because I'm testing it out, and I'm like, you know what? This actually does look good. Do I like it? Do I not like it? There's been some I've had in the past, because I've held a subscription with them for maybe 4 years.
You've been testing it out for quite some time. He's like, I'm testing it. I'm like, you literally pay a monthly subscription, so it's really tough.
I don't know how you guys do it. I envy the people that are just like, yeah, I just went out and got a tattoo. What? That didn't take years of just like sitting on it and figuring out if that's something you really want.
Listen, I'm not going against you in the sense of being afraid to put something on my body that I feel as if I'm going to dislike in 2 years. I genuinely feel that with my whole heart and soul.
I know. You know how many women I've met that just want to remove their tramp stamp?
But it's you with the ink box that I'm like, either you're all in or you're all out. This waffling is kind of, it's not it for me.
But I want to be in. I want to commit to something, but I want to commit to something. If I'm going to get a tattoo, I want it to really hold meaning. You know what I mean?
I could bet a lot of money you will never get a tattoo, a permanent tattoo.
Even at, 41?
Yeah.
If I come home with a tattoo, my father would still be pissed today.
No, you'll eat dinner in the garage.
Can I tell you how upset he was the first time I got my ear pierced? All my friends senior year of high school went on spring break. That's all I wanted to do was feel like, yes, they're living the life. They got to go to Myrtle Beach. I didn't go. I couldn't go. So my cousin took me to Piercing Pagoda, the Mall of Grease Ridge. They pierced my left ear. And I was like, let's get this out of the way. My dad's going to kill me regardless. So I just showed up to his job site. And he was on a roof installing something. And he came down on the ladder to look at it, and he like gave me the silent treatment for like 3 days. He was pissed. So
he struck you over the head with a hammer.
And my grandmother from Italy was flying in, and he's like, you need to take that out before she gets here. I'm like, oh.
I so paid $50 for it.
I took it out, and then as soon as she left, I repunctured the hole myself.
Ooh.
And I kept it in for years. And I'm like, oh, okay. It was like I got it out of my system.
Yeah.
But he wasn't happy with me because he told me growing up, you're not allowed to do that. Like, okay, but now I'm a grown man. And I'm still scared.
No, you're terrified. So much so that you're getting Inkbox subscriptions.
I think it looks good. I got a couple compliments from the barista yesterday. She's like, I really like your ink. I was like, thank you. I like yours.
Yeah, she has two full sleeves.
She did.
You're like, yeah, I'm just like you. She's like, you're not. You're not actually.
She goes, where did you go? I was like, oh. I wasn't going to tell her Inkbox. She's like, who was your artist? Where did you go? I was like, do you know that guy on Park?
She's like, there's no tattoo.
No, there's no tattoo. I was like, I'll just have a little almond milk with coffee.
She literally spills a little bit of the drink on your arm. The tattoo completely goes away.
We're gonna put these tats. We're gonna take a picture. We're gonna put them up on 98PXY on our Instagram page. That way, you guys can see them.
I don't think
and
we should
vote on whether you think I look cool or not.
Not us bleeding followers. Yeah.
Listen. I'm not looking for validation because I already know I look cool. It's just to prove Breezy wrong.
No.
Come on. Look, you got the cassette tape. That means, you know, that's
so, can we talk
pizza,
about
my favorite food.
Yeah.
The Band-Aid that says breathe. Everything's going to be okay. Just breathe.
Yeah. All of them are smudged, by the way. So.
But yeah, I slept on it wrong.
Yeah. You know what wouldn't happen if you got a real tattoo? That.
Yeah.
Would just be intact. But
damn it.
Yeah. Can I ask how much this subscription is?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's like 40, sometimes it's like 30.
How much how does it feel to watch your money just run down your shower drain? You know what I mean? Cuz it's just coming off in the shower. You good with that?
No, I'm not good with that, but I got to say when I do have them, it's a real confident boost. You know what I mean? So, anyways, we'll take a picture. We'll post it for you guys. I know some of you right now, I could feel you judging me so hard, and yeah. I'm fine with that.
No, you're not. If you're really committed, you'll do a teardrop next box.
The whole reason I got the Band-Aid was because I was going to do the Nelly thing. I was going to put it under my left eye. I was like, that is way too much. I can't do that.
And thank God we're on the radio.
98PXY traffic.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.